WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board superintendent search is down from 54 applicants to 7 who will be interviewed next week. The unanimous decision was made following an executive session last night lasting 2.5 hours.
Board President Trey Moore says it was interesting to learn the initial recommendations of each member.
So we matched up multiples for each candidate, and overall, our list of 54 probably came down to about 14 once we had all board members' input. So I think that shows that a lot of people were thinking the same, looking for the same qualities in candidates. And it also shows that we had some really strong candidates that just kind of shone through above the rest.
After next week's interviews, the board will review their findings with their consultants on February 22nd. At that time, the board could select 3 finalists. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A 4th apartment complex is proposed in the Tower Point area of South College Station. Tonight's city council meeting takes up rezoning commercial land in the area of New Arrington and Old Arrington behind the Caprock Crossing Center. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval last month after hearing opposition from neighboring homeowners in Nantucket, South Oaks, Southampton, and Indian Lakes. Today's council agenda also calls for rezoning commercial property off Copperfield between University and Harvey to build townhomes. The company planning to build high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas has announced how much property has been acquired. Opponents pointed out Texas Central Partners referred to the number of parcels, not the percentage of land. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson was asked about the bullet train on the Infomaniacs.
This is a private enterprise. If they can do it, why would I stop someone who wants to create a business? That doesn't mean we need to force people to use a train if they don't want to use a train. It's a market, and I simply believe in free markets, and I don't think the taxpayer should be paying for a train, that's for sure.
Nelson, who rides bullet trains every year when his business travels take him to Europe, says he would have stronger support if it stopped closer to the Twin Cities. Mayor Nelson was also asked about the invitation from Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp to appoint representatives to a new advisory committee that monitor activities at the new Rellis campus.
We want someone who can represent, understand the needs of Bryan, understand the needs and the strategy for what's going on at Rellis, who can understand both the academic side, the workforce side, training, and has good relationships and has a track record of figuring things out and working well with others to solve problems.
The College Station City Council will be considering appointments at tonight's meeting. The Texas legislature has been meeting for 5 weeks, and House members still don't know their committee assignments. That was among the topics asked of Representative John Rainey on the Infomaniacs.
I was asked a few questions about that, and of course, I don't know whether you heard, but we had one of the guys question the speaker about it. And then I saw Pete Laney, who was former speaker. He said, well, one time he didn't put them out till the 1st of March.
Rainey says on the House floor, another lawmaker found out there was no parliamentary rule that could force the speaker to make committee assignments. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 44 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure well off to our north, taking control of our weather. We'll be partly to mostly sunny today and a bit cooler with temperatures near 65, but not a bad day after all. It'll be clear tonight. We'll cool down to about 45 to 50. We will see an increase in the clouds tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Scattered showers for tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds and breezy with scattered showers Saturday and warm, high Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team secured a big win over Missouri last night. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the win. Meanwhile, tonight, the women hit the hardwood at Reed to take on Alabama. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on that. And in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard led the Spurs to the NBA's second-best record with their win over the Sixers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So what's the temp out there again?
44. Yeah. A little bit of a difference from yesterday.
We're spoiled.
We are.
You know, and it's apparently they are just getting snow like crazy up in the
Northeast. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
If you close the schools in Philadelphia to Boston,
yeah,
that's got to be bad.
A
fairly
lot.
Serious. Mm-hmm. Fairly bad. Okay. Hey, they chose to be up there.
That's true.
We didn't make them do that.
And
that's
they, you know, a lot of them can stay up there.
That's
honestly.
Right. Yep. So a donkey statue.
All right.
At a popular Florida restaurant. Could be endangered after a woman claimed that the burrito unexpectedly injured her. Okay, it injured her.
Of course.
Probably a lawsuit involved. One, Kim Bond, said she fell from the statue. Well, that sounds like that's
well,
Isaac
Kim.
Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's gravity that injured you.
Yep.
Anyway, it was at the El Jalisco Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the aforementioned Yankees who are reading this story this morning are going to call it Jalisco, but
yeah.
They don't know.
El Jalisco.
That's right. So anyhow, and says that she broke her back. This happened 18 months ago.
Okay.
She's accusing them of negligence.
Because they forced her to climb on the donkey?
Sure they did. Okay. Of course, yes. Anyway, she claims that she mounted the life-size donkey statue to have her picture taken when she slipped off the back, fell on the floor.
Again, I'm so trying to find the restaurant's fault.
All her fault, yeah.
Yeah, they took some hard taco shells and forced her to get up on
right.
there. Just saying.
Kim, go have another margarita.
You know what, yeah. You know, that's the other thing that is not part of this story, is exactly when.
When did she take the picture? Was it after her meal?
Had she been over at the bar, possibly waiting for her table?
The El Jalisco.
Yeah, the El Jalisco.
Cadillac Marg with the.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we don't know what this horse looks like. And you know that she probably is not the first one to do that. My thought is that. For their part, the restaurant probably does everything they can to make sure that it's a safe experience.
Of course.
If she happens to have been overserved at the El Jalisco.
And let's talk about her athletic prowess.
Well, that's the other thing. We don't know what the lady looks like. She may be a girl of size.
But the question is, did she get the selfie with the donkey?
That's right. Well, yeah, where's the picture? Let's see the proof of this.
I really hope there was like a mid-action fall shot.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Where she's throwing her arms back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
And I'm guessing that they probably had some staff there to help her up or attend to her. So what?
How'd you break your back? Well, I fell off a donkey. Yeah. Oh, did he buck you off?
Yeah.
Funny story, actually.
I think my head was spinning. I'm not sure why.
Hang on,
he felt like
phone.
He was moving.
Yeah.
Gotta see this picture.
What makes you envious?
I think the thing I love the most about my new Honda is all the technology and all the gadgets. This car does pretty much everything. I absolutely love it.
I love the backup camera, which I use a little bit too often, and I'm really happy it's there. I would definitely recommend Honda to everybody.
I love it. It's so easy to drive, so smooth, just a really fun car to drive.
It's everything I've ever wanted in a new car.
Whatever you envy, you'll find it in a Honda. Like the 2017 Accord on Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 31st time. And there are so many new Hondas for 2017. There's the relaunched and redesigned 2017 Ridgeline and even the new 2017 Civic Hatchback, the most versatile Civic ever. So don't be envious. Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers and start something special with incredible savings on a Honda today. Online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com. Car and Driver, January 2017.
Hey, it's 614 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studios. Matter of fact, they are your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Day 40 it is. It's the 9th. It's Thursday, right? Thursday? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Thursday. Okay. We are almost to the weekend.
Yeah, one more time. Got 325 to go. And so, you know, good happy birthday and all that for you. It's Reed in the Bathtub Day. Which is interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
some people really enjoy it.
I suppose so, you know, but the water does get cold.
Correct.
Over time. Yeah. You think about that.
You probably don't want to do it with a like a reader or a device either.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah, that's
That one. That's an expensive mistake.
Wouldn't end well. It's toothache day. Toothache day.
Oh.
Kind of surprising that there's even such a day.
Yeah, right? We don't want to celebrate toothaches.
Certainly we're not celebrating. We're not. Instead, Toothache Day is actually more about education and awareness, helping people learn how to prevent them.
Most people would be pretty aware when they have it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably right. So anyway, so you got Toothache Day. And it's Thursday of Dump Your Significant Jerk Week. Just remember.
Yep.
You know, Valentine's Day is next
Tuesday. It's close, guys.
This week is almost over.
Got to cut the cord.
Do what you got to do. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Michael B. Jordan is 30. He plays Apollo Creed's son in Creed, the new movie. Sure. And he was also in the Fantastic Four reboot that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rose Leslie is 30. She plays Ygritte on Soap Opera with Swords.
Ygritte?
Cool. Yeah, that's her name. Ygritte.
Does she have white hair or something?
No, actually, but she is. She is. She's a very attractive redhead girl she plays one of the wildlings.
Now, look. Those people didn't bathe regularly. They didn't have people do their hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's in a fantasy world. It's not a world that really exists.
Yeah, it's fantasy,
but it's,
Scott.
I get it. It's based on that era,
fine, sure.
That Elizabethan time or whatever.
That's fine.
David Gallagher is 32. He played Simon Camden on Seventh Heaven.
Simon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blonde kid.
Yep,
Tom Hiddleston is 36.
T-Swift, he spoke out about his relationship with T-Swift yesterday.
Did he? All right, well, we'll check that story later.
Yeah. Interesting.
Isn't that a dangerous thing to do?
I think so.
Yeah, because then songs get wrote off.
I was going to say, he's going to get a song pretty soon.
Right, yeah.
One of my faves, Charlie Day, is 41. He plays Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Funny guy.
Uh-huh.
Also in Horrible Bosses and Fist Fight coming up with... Ice Cube, I think.
Okay.
Funny guy. Country superstar Travis Tritt is 54.
Whoa. George Strait is a superstar.
I'm just reading what it says here.
Yeah. Sounds like his agent got in there because when was the last time? Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
Travis. When was the last time Travis Tritt had a hit?
We're going to look him up, just see where he's touring.
I forgot he had the hair.
Great day to be alive?
Come on. He did have hair. I think he's cut it now because it's too much trouble.
He did have hair.
That was one of the biggest songs of that time.
Yeah. Because I'm just saying, all right, here are the next five dates. And he's working. I mean, he's working. But he's going to be at the West Virginia Clay Center in Charleston, West Virginia.
That's a big draw, right?
Yeah, and
then
he'll be at the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, which we all know is in Pikeville, Kentucky.
Of course.
Then, I mean, the very next day, he'll be playing Portsmouth, Ohio.
That's big time.
Yep, and then Rockford, Illinois.
Man.
So just wanting to let you know, I'd say that. Yeah, he's a superstar.
He's doing good.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we had that right. Okay.
Jim J. Bullock is 62. He was on this one also. This describes him as a superstar as well.
Okay.
From his one role in Too Close for Comfort, if you remember that.
Sure.
Yeah. Charles Shaughnessy is 62. He played Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny.
Okay.
Ciaran Hines is 64. He was also in Soap Opera with Swords, played Mance Rayder, but also was Abe Forth Dumbledore, Dumbledore's brother
Harry
Potter
movies. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Judith Light, 68, from Who's the Boss?
Mm-hmm.
Mia Farrow, 72.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Married to Frank Sinatra for a little while,
Indeed.
And Rosemary's Baby, she was in that,
Joe Pesci is 74.
I got.
I can't believe he's 74.
It. Joe Pesci, by the way, very important individual in the creation of the Four Seasons.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
He knew a guy who knew a guy. And that's what helped them get their recording contract.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I wonder if you can you learn about that in Jersey Boys?
I think it may. He may be in that, may have a part in that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Carole King is 75.
Now,
feel the earth move.
Y'all are way too young. But there was a there was an album called Tapestry. Mm-hmm. It came out in 1971. Okay, so I'm like 21 years old. Everybody owned that. I mean, they owned that, and they owned the Eagles' greatest hits. That thing sold, I think, 24 million copies back when people had, you know, CDs and stuff. 24 million.
Wow. Well, you know, why I know her is she is the she wrote and sang the theme song to Gilmore Girls.
Oh, is that
really?
Right?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And so I have her song in my iTunes.
Very cool.
Where You Lead.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that they they've done a Broadway production of her story because
okay.
she was a songwriter mm-hmm. for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through and see some of the songs that she wrote from a long time ago with
wow.
for a lot of the girl groups. I think Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow was one of the bigger hits that she had. But she did that before she ever started recording.
Wow. Okay.
So a long, long, long history for her. All right, there you go. 6:20.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the alt-left's dedication to peace and to love and to tolerance has been on full display recently at the University of Central Florida. Now, earlier this week, I discussed how the UCF student group, the Knights for Socialism, were holding workshops where they created a leftist fight club. No Republicans allowed to attend. Well, now the student group is inviting members to vent their anger, their frustration at a Donald Trump pinata. And according to Campus Reform, the Facebook page for the event says, "Are you angry, afraid, stressed? Come vent all that out." The page also invites students to, quote, "come take a swing at Trump and his cronies," noting that they will have multiple pinatas ready to bash. I wonder if everyone who attends the event will get snowflake participation trophies as well.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there's no one like your Valentine, so this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that is so unique that they will love. I've been sending Sherry's berries for years. Everybody loves them. We're talking about the best of the best freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries in a beautiful gift box, only $19.99 plus shipping, or for a limited time only. You can double the berries for just $10 more. Now you just need my code to take advantage of this great deal. Just put in the name Hannity. Hurry, this amazing deal is limited. All right, so with Valentine's Day right here, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped delicious strawberries from Sherry's Berries, $19.99. Double the berries for $5 more. An exclusive offer for you, my listeners, only when you use the promo code Hannity. Go to their website. See how beautiful they are. Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and put in my name, Hannity, and she will love you for it.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
For Kishenko with your money now. Anthem may not be acquiring Cigna after all. A federal judge has blocked the deal, saying the proposed $48 billion transaction violates antitrust law. She ruled that the combination would create an unacceptable reduction in the number of companies serving large national employers that insure their workers. Video gamers now have a chance to compete for an NBA title in an actual NBA arena and get paid by some of the same people who pay LeBron James and Steph Curry. The NBA 2K E-League is coming, the first esports league operated by one of the four major pro sports leagues. The NBA and Take-Two Interactive Software say they're bringing some of the world's best gamers together to compete while representing actual NBA teams, a competition which Commissioner Adam Silver hopes will continue to expand his league's global brand. Crude oil up 49 cents at $52.83 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly higher this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some of us are talkers, and in radio, I'm sure you can imagine that happens quite a bit. But have you ever found yourself talking for so long that even you stopped listening? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. If that describes you, you might be in luck. If it doesn't, you know those people who dominate every conversation, only talking about themselves, and you just want to tell them to shut up. Well, this might be the perfect gift for them in 5 to 10 years. A team at MIT is working on a watch that uses artificial intelligence and then vibrates to let you know when you're being boring or talking too much. It monitors things like your heart rate, blood pressure. It also monitors the tone of a conversation by picking up on things like long pauses and how often you repeat yourself. The algorithm they're using can already tell if a conversation is, quote, happy or sad, with an accuracy rate of about 80%. But right now, it pulls most of the data from the person who's wearing it. They still need to make it better at analyzing multiple voices at once. You won't be able to buy one for at least a few years, but they basically want to make it like a social coach who's with you all the time, helping you interact with people. They think it might really be useful for things like first dates and job interviews, and it might even be huge for people with autism and Asperger's who have a hard time in social situations. Now, those are some applications that I think could really be useful, really be helpful. But if you're using it just because you're normally boring, maybe you just need to reevaluate some of the things you talk about. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, yo, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Oh, man, just be glad we're not up there in the Northeast, huh? I mean, it's kind of cool this morning, but nothing like they're going to have to experience this weekend. 65 will be our high temperature today after having two consecutive days where we had record high temperatures of, I think, 85 or so. So about 20 degrees cooler today, and the wind's out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight down to 47, then tomorrow 75 should be nice, and then we're back up into 80 land again on Saturday, and nearby that on Sunday at about 77. Will be a chance of showers out there, not as much sunshine as we head on through the weekend, but temps will be back to all right. Right now the winds are out of the north at 15. I actually have a chill factor of 37. It's fair skies out there in 44.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
How couples talk can get them in a lot of trouble, but it's not so much what they say as how they say it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Negativity. It's a key problem in any troubled relationship, and it shows up whenever couples talk.
The most dangerous thing in the world is having a conversation. The thing that men especially dread is when their partner says, "Can we talk?"
Dr. Harville Hendricks, author of the book Making Marriage Simple.
But most couples don't know how to talk. So they talk in destructive ways or critical ways, and then the talking becomes more of the problem than the need they were trying to address.
The way couples structure their conversations can make all the difference in the world.
Every conversation should begin with an appointment, like, is now a good time to talk about something? So you make an appointment. Most partners just lob themselves into each other's ecosystem without permission.
For the conversation to go well, the person listening has to really hear what's being said and mirror it back.
Let me see if I got that. You feel frustrated that, whatever it was, I was late last night or whatever. Did I get that? And then they ask a magic question. Is there more about that? Instead of, are you done with that now?
Dr. Hendricks says when you have that kind of conversation, you feel connected.
The only thing that ruptures that is criticism, because criticism produces anxiety. Anxiety produces a defense. So what we have to ultimately do is make all transactions such that our partner feels safe with us, connection is sustained, joy is felt.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District superintendent's vacancy drew 54 applicants. Last night, the school board decided who will be part of the first round interviews.
Board President Trey Moore says the strength of the applicant pool led to the unanimous decision to interview 7 instead of 6 candidates.
I consider the fact that we had to add an interview space because we weren't comfortable cutting a person out to be a very positive sign. Now, the negative side of that is that we have 7 highly qualified people that we need to bring down to 3.
The board met behind closed doors for 2.5 hours with their consultants from the Texas Association of School Boards.
There may be somebody who looks strong one way, and then maybe there was some information that, you know, led us a different direction. Or maybe someone that we initially had slightly overlooked or had a light question that turned out that they were a very qualified candidate would be somebody that we would be interested in. So TASB brought that piece to the table, and that was very helpful.
Only board members will be meeting the 7 candidates next week. The consultants will return the 22nd to assist the board in selecting 3 finalists. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police responded to an armed robbery in the parking lot of the Shop and Go Food Mart on Holloman just after midnight. According to the report, 2 males took the victim's wallet and a lunchbox at gunpoint. The victim was not injured. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Homeowners living in subdivisions just south of the College Station city limits are opposed to a 4th apartment complex in the Tower Point area that will be considered by the city council tonight. The land in question is behind the Caprock Center at Old Arrington and New Arrington. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval last month over the opposition of 8 speakers. Blair Alexander, who lives in Indian Lakes, says the additional traffic will destroy their outdoor culture.
We have a wildlife out there. And we take pictures of them. We get lots of deers. We have a bobcat. We used to have wild hogs. I mean, we really live in a different culture.
Jessica Tuttle, who represents the apartment developer, says those who are targeted to live in this complex, professionals in their mid-30s, matches the environment of the neighboring residential developments, which also includes Nantucket, Southampton, and South Oaks.
They tend to walk and bike a lot, and that's why we love the site.
Tonight's council agenda also calls for rezoning commercial property off Copperfield between University and Harvey to build townhomes. As construction continues on the Texas A&M system buildings at the new Rellis campus, Chancellor John Sharp has invited the mayors of the Twin Cities to nominate representatives to a new external advisory committee. That will be considered by the College Station City Council tonight. And Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson on the Infomaniacs says he expects to make nominations in the near future.
There's a lot going on in Rellis. It's in Bryan. We have a partnership with Texas A&M. Texas A&M land isn't going anywhere, and neither is Bryan. We're here together, and we want to grow successfully. So that advisory board includes, you know, everything that's going on at Rellis. It includes Blinn. It includes both the academic and the workforce side of that.
Nelson says he is looking for someone who can not only represent Bryan and Rellis, but also someone who understands workforce training and has a track record of figuring things out and solving problems. Mayor Nelson also talked about the high-speed passenger train being planned between Houston and Dallas.
Well, I've ridden high-speed trains a lot in Europe, do that every year pretty much with my business that I do in Europe. I think the technology is great. It's safe. Obviously, I believe in freedom, and I think people are from eminent domain. I think part of that is, you know, they got to negotiate and buy property and buy easements to do that.
Nelson's comments followed a progress report on land acquisition by Texas Central Partners and the reaction by opponents to the $10 billion project. After TCP announced acquiring option agreements for about 30% of land parcels for the entire route and 50% of the parcels in Grimes and Waller counties, opponents said that's not the same as the percentage of land for the $10 billion project. 5 weeks into the Texas legislative session, and House members still don't have their committee assignments. Representative John Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniac says some of his colleagues are starting to press the House Speaker.
Yesterday, we had a little event on the floor where a member wanted to ask parliamentary questions of what we could do to make him announce those committees. And as best I can tell, there's not much we can do.
Rainey says he has all the confidence in the world in Speaker Joe Strauss.
We're moving forward. I think that the Speaker is very cautious in what he's doing.
Rainey learned former Speaker Pete Laney once delayed committee assignments until the 1st of March. The regular session runs through May 29th. By the end of next month, there could be a replacement for Obamacare. That's the goal of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, despite differences within the Republican Party on how that will happen. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores has stayed away from the differences within the GOP.
There's probably too many of them to talk about, and it changes a little bit every day.
Flores says the end goal is to have a robust and healthy healthcare industry and a competitive health insurance market,
so that we have greater access to health care, better affordability for health care, and people get to use a health care provider of their choice.
Flores says three bills have been filed, all which he says are immensely better than Obamacare. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 44 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable sunshine for today, but it's going to be a bit cooler. Temperatures up to about 65 degrees this afternoon. It's all due to high pressure in the central plains, which continues to move to the south and east. Clear tonight, lows will be 45 to 50. Tomorrow will start with sun, but clouds will increase during the day. High 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers will continue to move through Saturday. It'll be breezy and warmer. Highs on Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the A&M men's basketball team's victory over Missouri last night. Meanwhile, the women's team takes the court at Reed Arena to face Alabama for the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. And in the NBA, the Spurs took down the Sixers to improve to the NBA's second best record. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's probably been 5 years since I've watched any NBA, but it sounds like, man, we all should have been able to watch the game last night where Charles Oakley caused a scene. The game was the New York Knicks and the Los Angeles Clippers at Madison Square Garden. Here, basically, I think, is the play-by-play of what went on.
Apparently, there's a Charles Oakley over there in the stands. Charles Oakley is involved in something. They need security in a big way. Security is there. Oakley now being taken off.
So they need security in a big way.
Yeah, they do. Now, and I don't know. I don't know how long ago he played, but he was apparently yelling at the owner of the Knicks moments before a whole bunch of security guards show up because, you know, obviously the owner wants to feel safe in his own arena.
Yeah, but apparently he's got like bad blood with the Knicks, even though he was like one of their top players in 94 because he criticizes James Dolan all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I mean, he's you know, mad, which is fine. I mean, you know, I suppose if you buy tickets, then you can do that. He was charged with three counts of misdemeanor assault and one of criminal trespass.
Wow.
A source says that Oakley declined legal representation because he was hit with a desk appearance ticket. He was released from the Midtown South precinct around midnight last night by police and snuck out the back door into a black SUV.
Of course.
It was waiting for him. So there you go.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's all right. Got a little sign.
Make an NBA great again.
It sure is. And of course, the other thing is that Phil Jackson was there, apparently.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't know if he went over and tried to, you know, be a Zen guy, but that didn't work. Anyhow.
Smooth things over.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, that to start, because, I mean, I don't know. The politics is just,
it's just there.
They are. It really is. And I guess we're kind of waiting things to settle down, but they don't.
Right. I think that's how I feel. I you know, the election happened. There was a little, like, you know, everybody
unhappy,
scuffled.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Ruffled feathers.
Scuffle. I like that.
But now it just continues to be an issue.
And the reason?
Trump tweets.
Right? I mean, we got something
Absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. So yesterday he wanted to defend his daughter Ivanka because her brand is getting a lot of flack.
Okay.
And, you know, so he says, "My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible." Now, this next tweet I'm going to read has gotten a little bit, caused some controversy. So he says, "Big increase in traffic into our country from certain areas, while our people are far more vulnerable as we wait for what should be easy D." And people are saying he means easy decision,
right.
But that's definitely gotten some hits on social media
okay.
about the way he finished that tweet. And then he did say congratulations to our new Attorney General, Senator Sessions. And just 45 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Senator Richard Blumenthal, who never fought in Vietnam when he said for years he had, major lie, now misrepresents what Judge Gorsuch told him, ?"
Well, not because Gorsuch said that he, you know, he was not pleased with what his president had said, and being a Supreme Court nominee, then that might be, you know, you got to understand Gorsuch is trying to say that the judicial branch as a whole is fine. But it, you know, do we have any more tweets? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It. He did spend a lot of time tweeting certain articles that obviously put him in a good light.
Sure.
But those are all of his original tweets.
Well,
yes.
And I don't remember if we talked about it yet, because I've talked to a lot of people about this. And, you know, the things that go on in the West are different than they are in the central part of the United States. And the things that are important to people there are different than they are, like, here. The Ninth Court of Appeals, I think, has probably been overturned more than any other of the circuit courts. So, I mean, there's a political bent to this. There really is a political side, even though this is a judicial situation. It's not done yet. I think this is really from the temporary restraining order. I did hear some discussion about it yesterday in that while the judges were questioning the attorneys, they were quoting things that Trump had said on the campaign trail, which has nothing to do with it. Looks, I mean, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but it appears that as president, he can do this. If he feels right. that there are a group of people that, in this case, everybody, and not just Muslims, that could be a threat to the United States, then he can do this. But that's why we're doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, the other deal was the Nordstrom thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is, it's kind of interesting because I had to go back and find this, but it's all the way back to when Harry Truman was president of the United States, and his daughter had a recital at the White House. And stupidly, some critic said, "Miss Truman is a unique American phenomenon with a pleasant voice of little size and fair quality. She cannot sing very well and is flat a good deal of the time. More last night than at any other time we've heard her in past years." Well, of course, Truman just goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He writes a letter about this guy and how horrible he is, and he's the father defending his daughter.
Yeah.
So it has happened before. That's what dads do.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think that, you know, and Nordstrom, of course, has tried to come out now. They don't want to be caught in the middle of this thing. They're yeah. saying it was a business decision.
Right. Mm.
But still in all, it's a great opportunity for the president to get out there and do what he does, which is tweet.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just, if we could all just take a breath, I think it might be better. I don't know that we can.
I wonder, you know, I know some of these stores are, you know, taking her product off the shelves or whatnot. I didn't even know Ivanka Trump had a line until, so I feel like if anything, she's gotten some really great press
yeah.
out there, and she wore her stuff during the campaign and it was much more affordable than anything Hillary Clinton was wearing. So
oh.
people are saying, oh, wow, that's and she looks great.
Good
so,
point.
You
Good
know, point. Hey, no I, such I didn't thing even as, know she had a line.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it'd be interesting to still see how her sales have done since, you know, her father started
sure.
running for the presidency.
Well, and if it doesn't work, then it'll be on Overstock.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. Walmart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Walmart Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I stopped by our favorite children's clothing store a week or two ago to buy something nice for one of our grandchildren. The clerks always smile when they see me. I buy more than I intend to, and they know that's going to happen. That's what happened then. But you know what? I did it again. I came home with the wrong sizes of things. Almost nothing fit. So, when people make mistakes in choosing their plants, I really do understand. Being sure that plants fit their surroundings, I'll be back with details after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes outside. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. I know it's difficult to imagine a mature landscape and how it's going to look 15 or 25 years down the road. Even professional designers have trouble doing that. You have to factor in the genetic potential for each plant's mature size, also its growth rate under the conditions that you'll be providing, and most importantly, the space you have available in each part of your landscape. This is a great time for landscaping. Let's look at some details. Sometimes we see people plant large trees too close to foundations. Tree roots can lift concrete. We've all seen driveways, parking lots, walks, and curbs that were ruined by incessant upheaval of expanding tree roots. We talked recently here about the fact that a lot of trees get condemned, however, for their roots drying out foundations. There are ways that trees and foundations can coexist. I think there's a bigger threat: large trees that are too close to roof lines. Now, they will rub against the roof, and they can do a lot of damage not only to the roof and the decking, but also to your house. Have your arborist trim them as needed. Trees in parkways. We talked about tree roots that could break walks and curbs and even the street, but more than that, it's about tree branches extending out into traffic. Box trucks will flat side the trees as they drive past, and in more severe cases of overgrowth, the city may even cut your trees back or require that you do so. We see a lot of large trees in zero lot line neighborhoods. Live oaks are a characteristic one. It's really a shame when you see live oaks planted in front of two-story houses on very small properties, because it's just a problem in the making. Trees beneath power lines or directly above underground utilities. Before you head to the nursery to purchase your shade tree, take one last walk through your yard. Are there overhead lines that might be impacted? Allow 50 feet between power lines and large shade trees when you start planting. Sometimes we get too many trees. Most urban lots have room for one or two trees in their front yards and another tree or two in the backyards. Overplanting results in ruined tree shapes. Awkward tree placement. You don't want to put a tree in line with anything. Not with the other trees on your street, not with the corner of the house. It needs to be planted in a completely at random pattern. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, the true focus of your landscape. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. In A&M men's basketball, Robert Williams scored 18 points and grabbed 16 rebounds. Admon Gilder scored 22 points, and Texas A&M defeated Missouri 76-73 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
Any kind of win is a good win. We showed glimpses of being pretty good at times, and we showed glimpses of being pretty bad at times. Missouri's has played that way with good effort and never give up. I think sometimes our guys thought, hey, we're up 10, this is over. And we played again, showed some immaturity instead of just raising it up a level and pulling away. Defensively, we'd get beat off the dribble or foul, or offensively, we would turn it over.
For Williams, 18 points was a career high. The double-double was the sixth for Williams this season. Here's Williams on the team's winning streak.
I feel like we can go on a good winning streak. I feel like we're on a roll as far as getting back to having fun with each other. Like, as far as just celebrating with each other, don't worry about your shot. Lead assist to another assist, you know, as far as that goes. So I feel like we're doing good.
Tony Trocheamorelos added 16 points for A&M. Jordan Barnett, a transfer for Texas, led the Tigers with a game-high 23 points. The Aggies next hit the road for Gainesville to take on number 17 Florida inside the newly renovated Exact Tech Arena. Tip-off is scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the women's team looks for its eighth straight home win, hosting Alabama tonight at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Bama.
They're one of those scrappy-type teams. They play extremely hard. They rebound the ball very well. I think they lead our conference in rebounding on the offensive end. They're not the best shooting team in the league, but what they do, they make up for it on a lot of effort.
The Aggies beat Auburn 66-61 in their last game. Tonight's game also marks the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Here's senior forward Taylor Cooper on the game's importance.
I mean, it's always a big game for us, especially with the history with Coach Starkey and his wife, so it's always an important game. We always want to come out and play hard and just try to represent for all those women out there who are struggling with that and try to give them some hope and something to enjoy. You know, I know Curtis's mom has dealt with that also. So, I mean, this is always a big game for us.
The Aggies are 9-1 all time when hosting the event. Tip-off for tonight's game is at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can hear Tom Turbyville and Brett Dart call it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Jonathan Motley scored 24 points to help number 6 Baylor hold off Oklahoma State 72-69 last night. The Bears, who had lost their previous two games, trail conference leader Kansas by one game. Baylor also defeated the Cowboys 61-57 in Waco on January 7th. Meanwhile, in Waco, the Big 12 says it'll withhold 25% of Baylor's share of conference revenue until an outside review of the athletic department determines whether the school is in compliance with conference regulations and Title IX guidelines following its sexual assault scandal that has rocked the school. The sanctions against Baylor are the first by the Big 12 since the school and athletic department were hit by allegations of mishandling assault cases. In the NBA,
Kawhi driving toward the baseline, spins, fires, jumper, good. Leonard's got 31 and a timeout for Brett Brown. When the Sixers get close, the Spurs put the ball in the hands of Kawhi Leonard, and he's responded with 31 tonight.
Kawhi Leonard scored 32 points, Tony Parker added 18, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Sixers 111-103 last night in Philadelphia. The Spurs improved to the NBA's second-best record to 40-12. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8375. 72.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Congratulations to the Big 12, finally.
Yeah, hey.
We saw what you did there.
Finally doing so.
Oh, clap for the Big 12.
Well, and apparently it starts right now today, because there's still money that was supposed to be paid out From last year.
Right.
And so the 25% off is going to happen right now, effective immediately. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And again, now they've said, if you read farther down, they've said, well, if they prove that they've been behaving themselves, then we'll give them their money back. But, you know, and surprisingly, we're shocked, I know, that David Garland, the president, has said that, you know, no school has done more to aggressively look into this situation. The thing is, they just keep screwing up or finding screw-ups there.
Right.
Just there's stuff as they continue to peel the onion, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, has there been a nugget of good news that's come out of Waco?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I haven't heard anything. Nope. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, boy, no kidding. Let's think about that. But anyhow, congratulations for the Big 12 doing the right thing there. Hey, let's have a look at the weather. It is a little bit different today. 65 will be the high, sunshine. But, you know, last 2 days we had set record high temperatures, so it's about 20 degrees cooler today. It'll be 75 tomorrow. We're back up to 80 on Saturday. It's 44 right now.